Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio lesson, I will talk about the School of Spencer. Now, first question is, why is this School of Spencer famous? Then, who are its members? And then, when was this literary school functioning? Or when, at what point in time did it operate? This was in the earlier phase of the 17th century. And the School of Spencer basically refers to a group of poets, group of English poets. And some of the important members of this group, or let's say this School of Spencer, are William Browne, then Phineas Fletcher, and also Giles Fletcher, then George Wither, and finally William Drummond of Hawthornden. So in terms of imagery, meter and diction, as well as in theme and subject matter, they were imitators of Spencer, Edmund Spencer. And the dates of Edmund Spencer are from 1553 to 1599. So the School of Spencer took place, or let's say existed or came into being after the demise of Spencer. And as we all know that Edmund Spencer is, you know, most famous for his poem, The Faerie Queen. It is a epic poem which celebrates the Tudor dynasty and Elizabeth I. And in the past, they have also asked questions from the School of Spencer. For example, you know, they gave a list of four people: Giles Fletcher, Robert Herrick, George Wither, and William Browne. And they said, which of these four is not from the School of Spencer? And the correct answer is Robert Herrick. Robert Herrick is not, a member of the School of Spencer. Whereas the other four, Giles Fletcher, George Wither, and William Browne, are members of the School of Spencer. And if you want to know something more about the School of Spencer, then there is a book by Richter Norton called The Homosexual Pastoral Tradition, okay, Richter Norton, in which, you know, Richter Norton examines the homosexual themes that are there in the works of those poets who belong to the School of Spencer. Now, for example, William Browne, then George Wither, then Phineas Fletcher, and also William Drummond of Hawthornden. Okay, so while reading The School of Spencer, keep these points in mind.